He Said, She Said, or Technically Speaking and Simply Put. Hello, Tracy.
Hello, Corey.
So, what's cooking?
Well, honey, it's that time of year again. Well, it is in BC anyway. Dig, dig. It's barbecue time. Yum, yum.
Love those barbecued steaks.
I know. I love those barbecued steaks. So I want to talk a little bit about marinating meat, fish, and chicken. Real basic, real simple, the athlete's way, nice and easy does it. As you know, Corey, I make a huge, big, everyday healthy salad dressing. And I soak the meat, fish, or chicken in the dressing mix for a few hours in the refrigerator. The Everyday Healthy Salad Dressing recipe is on our website under Female Focus for recipes. It's made with olive oil, lemon, Dijon mustard, and lots of fresh grated garlic.
Yeah, that's a medicinal dressing. It's just not something that we make for taste, but this stuff will protect your arteries from hardening.
Ooh, don't want that, do we? Also, too, it's an enzyme, isn't it? So it helps you digest your food, right?
Well, we've got raw garlic. We've got the thermogenic effects of garlic and mustard combined. So when you take the salad dressing, it actually raises your metabolic rate. It helps you convert fuel energy that you consume into heat. And that's good if you're trying to manage body fat. It's also good if you're looking for more energy.
And it's also good if you're trying to have no friends, I'll tell you, because that raw garlic is something else, isn't it?
The olive oil has not too much omega-3. In fact, it has very little, if any. It's more of an omega-9. It's a stable oil, but there are adjunctive nutrients and substances in olive oil that actually are advantageous to consume for the body. So it is a nutritive oil, although I don't recommend using it for omega-3. We would use flax.
Well, we split it up sometimes. Sometimes I change the recipe, olive oil, and then sometimes I'll use the flax oil. And instead of using the lemon juice, I'll use a balsamic vinegar.
Right.
Just to change it. And then sometimes I'll add honey and more Dijon mustard. See, that's the base, though. What we've got is the base.
Well, yeah, and everything that you're using is clean.
Yes.
It's not processed. And that's the key, is to stay away from these garbage processed store-bought salad dressings.
I can't
even
go there anymore. I can't even eat those. So I put it in a huge mason jar, and it lasts up to a week. It really gets flavorful up to a week, doesn't it? You can keep it tight jar, glass jar, of course.
Yeah, it's almost like a homemade soup or chili.
Yes.
It gets better
each
day that goes by.
That's right. So you can use it as a salad dressing, and you can use it as a marinade. So we have lots left over. I use it as a marinade, and it's absolutely delicious as a marinade. The other day, we were in a pinch, we were in a hurry, and we didn't have any everyday healthy salad dressing made up. I just threw on some chicken breasts, some nice free-range chicken breasts, and I just threw on some balsamic vinegar, some spike, some fresh ground pepper and garlic powder, and turned out great, didn't it?
Yeah, now spike is the...
It's a herb.
Sodium-free, kind of ground-up herbal shake mix.
Really great to have on hand.
No added salt.
No. There's the veggie sal, which has
well, that's like an earth and sea salt.
Yes, and then you can have it with or without. You can buy it with or without the salt
right,
added.
But really it's a bunch of dehydrated vegetables with the naturally occurring sodium and minerals that are inherent in the plants.
Yeah, I put that in my eggs and, you know, just change.
Because you really got to watch that sodium intake.
Uh-huh.
You know, man-made factory food is always high in sodium and low in potassium.
Sometimes we'll go out for dinner to someone's home, like a Lebanese family or something, and the food is awesome, but it's very salty. The next day I wake up, I can't even open my eyes. They're so puffy. You know, you just feel the water retention.
Right. Yeah. Well, in chemistry, the motto is where sodium goes, water follows. And sodium is an extracellular ion mineral. So it lives outside the cell. Now, if you take too much sodium, too much salt in the diet, you have a tendency to drive it inside the cell. It forces the excretion of potassium from inside outside, which is what you don't want. And then the muscle cells get weaker, and then you tend to swell up like a balloon, hold all that water. Especially in the summer, you see heavy set women really swell up.
Puffy. Yep.
Protein deficient, sodium excess. Just reverse the process and you get the opposite effect.
Exactly. Now, if you're buying a salad dressing, take a look at the ingredients, and it's probably higher sodium than potassium. And what do you want? The 7-to-1 ratio, as in nature?
Yes.
Oh,
the nature's perfect ratio.
Absolutely.
All foods taken on average from land and sea have a 7-to-1 ratio of potassium to sodium, whereas bread and most man-made factory food, I call it, is very low in potassium and has 20, 40, 60, even 100 times more sodium. And it's processed, heated, damaged salt, not a sea or earth salt.
But you know
nature.
What? You can get used to having the salt. That when you don't have salt or natural occurring salt, the people add on salt and pepper before they even taste their food. Have you ever noticed that?
For
That's
sure.
supposed to be an insult to the cook, by the way.
Well, it also reflects weak adrenals and exhaustion when you need that stimulation. And Dr. Bravenal talks about sodium with body typing in mind as people who are stimulating their adrenals because their adrenals are basically whacked out and depleted. And so the key then would be to minimize that excess sodium. Sodium is essential. We need sodium, but we're talking about an excess amount.
Yes.
Like 20 to 40 times more of it than potassium, and you're supposed to have a 1-to-1 ratio coming in minimum.
Yeah.
So watch that sodium, people.
Yeah, and make up an extra big jar of healthy everyday salad dressing and use it on your salads and also use it as a marinade. Now, after you've used it as a marinade, you don't want to put it on your salad. Just thought I'd let you know.
Yeah, and I actually like making it because I'm part of my food and I like to squeeze the lemons for the lemon juice. And you know what? We didn't talk about the garlic, how you can take a bulb of garlic, take off one of the cloves, with the jacket still around it, you know, like sort of as a hassle to peel garlic.
Yeah.
Well, here's a secret. Take a cheese grater and literally grate the garlic on the cheese grater, and you don't need to worry about anything except just pushing that garlic right into the grater, and it just comes through the other side in a form that just goes right into the salad.
We put a handful in our jar, don't we?
Yeah, I like to get at least 5 or 10 cloves of garlic into my body a day, fresh, every day.
Believe me, folks, he sure does. But you've taken over the salad dressing making. I've done it for years now, so thanks, Corey. Keep up the good work.
Well, I like to mix things.
Yeah, I know. You shake. And that the key is shaking the salad dressing.
Absolutely.
You got right? Isn't that the key?
Yeah, 1-to-1 ratio of lemon juice to the oil. And then you add in about maybe a bulb or two of fresh garlic. It's got to be raw and fresh, not out of a can.
We're not talking cloves here. We're talking bulbs.
The elephant garlic is my favorite.
Yeah,
a couple
it's
of
easy.
Those big
yeah.
suckers.
Yeah.
And then the final ingredient, like a couple of big tablespoons of Dijon mustard.
Yeah.
Really fine, high quality.
Yes.
Now you mix that in there, but you put a lid on a jar, and now you start succussing it. It's almost like a homeopathic effect. And you shake that sucker right to the moon.
No kidding.
And then you let it sit. And I'm telling you, when you consume that, it goes into your body in just such a marvelous way. I love to dip vegetables in it.
Mm-hmm.
It's my favorite vegetable dip with a nice piece of protein.
Yeah. So that's great.
Okay. So let's move on now and talk about last month's special guest.
Last month's special guest, we had Dr. Ron Reichard. He works with Sisu as a naturopath, and Ron is really into research and detail. I think you were totally impressed with his obvious extensive knowledge that he derived from his own personal research, right?
Well, he's a naturopathic physician. He's got the schooling, the academic behind him, but he's personally involved with an ongoing continuing research model in his own mind. And that's what you have to do in today's life, in today's world, to get ahead, to make progress, to set yourself apart. Once you graduate from something, it doesn't mean that you've completed your studies for the rest of your life.
Right. You also met him down in San Diego, didn't you?
At the Colgan Clinic.
That's right. So he's really into sports nutrition as well.
Tremendous interest in it. And he's been involved with Sisu Enterprises, and they're going through some changes right now. They've come up with a new label and real dynamic approach, and he gets into the research regarding the formulation. He likes products to be safe and effective and efficacious, and that's exactly what you want
that's
in a product.
That's what you're into as well. So,
and quality, quality consciousness.
So it was very informative, and he's also a great speaker, very clear and very precise. So thanks very much, Ron, for your interview.
Okay, so let's talk about next month's special guest.
Next month's special guest, we have Fred Hayes. Fred is a advisor for your CSNA course.
Yes, he was one of my advisors, and actually, I believe he reviewed Chapter 8 in Course 201, which looks at the influence of performance-enhancing drugs on athletic performance and the damaging consequences. And we looked at a number of aspects in terms of the psychology. And so it was great to have him involved because he is a martial artist.
That's, I was going to just mention that.
He has a PhD. He's been a teacher. He's traveled all over the world. He manages and owns and directs Contact Canada, which is a distribution company for resources and information on raw material suppliers, retailers, the health industry, natural health products. And so going to his company is a great way to get insight in terms of the natural health industry.
Right, exactly.
And so he'll have lots of very positive things to say because he's got the training background, he's got the knowledge, and he's right in the thick of things as a media expert. They're always one step ahead of the game.
That's right. So we look forward to that, Fred Hayes.
Okay.
Thanks.
So what is your hot topic?
My hot topic is sleep. Are you getting enough? Sleep, that is.
That doesn't sound very hot to me.
Well, do you know when they call it beauty sleep, I'll tell you. And you know very well, and everybody around me knows, that if I'm not getting enough sleep, it's not a pretty sight.
Well, you must have been getting a lot of sleep because you're looking pretty good there.
Oh, aren't you just... suckle. Okay, anyway, insufficient rest can cause fatigue and compromise productivity. But did you know that sleep deprivation can also result in mild personality changes? It can create problems in relationships and contribute to memory loss. Did you realize that?
I didn't know that.
If you haven't slept well, you're going to feel tired the next day, of course.
Hello.
And scientists believe that sleep disturbance is a common response to changes in our lives, such as trouble at the office or self-induced anxiety as a response to stress. For most of us, normal sleep patterns return after the daytime problem or source of worry goes away or gets better. So... get rid of the problem and you'll be able to sleep well at night, right?
Sleep it off.
Sleep it off.
Remember that saying?
Well, I'll tell you, last night we celebrated Michael's 19th birthday, your son Michael, and I did not get as much sleep as I normally do. I like a lot of sleep. I like 10 hours, and most people think I'm out of my mind.
Well, it's a trade-off. You give up a little sleep, but you take in some fun.
Oh, yeah.
You spend time with friends that you care about and love. So
had a great time.
But you know what? When you do that all the time, it catches up with
you. Exactly. I don't know how people do it all the time. So there's no hard and fast rules about how much sleep is enough. But to operate at peak efficiency during the day with a sense of vitality, adults need about 7.5 hours each night. Some of us can function on as little as 5, while others... perform better, such as I, with 9 or 10 hours.
Yeah, and that's a key point, too. It's really getting in touch with yourself and finding out by experience, as you grow older especially, how much sleep you actually need. And you do need more sleep if you're training with
yes,
a lot of intensity.
Exactly, and you're busy and you're moving around.
Walking people is not exercise,
no.
Right? You're moving the body. That's something that you should be doing anyway, no matter what. But if you're training with intensity and focus and making progress, your body is going to need more time to recover and release that growth hormone so it can heal itself from the intensity of the training.
And you should get up naturally. You shouldn't, the alarm shouldn't go off and you're still tired and you want to stay in bed. Optimal health would be where you get up sometimes before the alarm goes off and you feel refreshed.
It's like a cycle.
Absolutely.
Going to bed at the same time, waking up at the same time is excellent.
I know many people who hate to go to bed. They feel like it's a waste of life. They feel that sleep is a waste of time and function of mortal weakness.
It is.
Does it sound like somebody you know, Corey?
Yeah, well, when you're sleeping in a camp, that's when your enemies can attack
exactly.
You. It's definitely a weakness.
I know, you've always said that.
But it's essential. We have to do it. So the key is to get it down.
Like it or not, honey, sleep is a time to achieve balance and restoration. It prepares us for a new day ahead. And sleep provides nourishment to the nervous system, relaxation to our muscles, and rest for our mind. The body needs adequate rest and sleep to maintain optimum health and vitality, dear.
No doubt about it.
A few tips to help achieve a restful sleep would be, such as I didn't last night, avoid alcohol, tobacco, sugar, and rich foods before bedtime.
You know why? Because that pulls you out of your sleep. It's called nocturnal hypoglycemia. You elevate insulin with a lot of carbohydrates. Alcohol does the same thing. And then when it crashes, when you're sleeping, because you've passed out generally, because you're fueled up on maybe excess amounts of sugar, alcohol, whatever.
The alcohol, sugar, yeah.
Then it distorts the axis of balance and affects your consciousness. And so you come out of the unconscious state and wake up, and usually, you know, it affects the quality of your overall night's sleep.
Right.
I like to put my head on the pillow and wake up.
You right away, you're gone.
7 to 8 hours, right, yep. Through. I'm unaware of anything going around me. I don't like to wake up at all.
And another thing is, too, a wholesome diet, and regular exercise promotes healthy fatigue. But this is something I do every night, is I have a hot bath with relaxing essential oils before bedtime. I find that really winds me down. And don't exercise directly before you retire. That is stimulating, by the way. And also, too, another thing that I do is I make my bedroom quiet, dark, comfortable, and a restful place to sleep. So I like it to be really quiet and really dark. And isn't that when it's really dark, the melatonin kicks in?
Yeah, melatonin can't be released in the presence of light. But you can't make serotonin from tryptophan without light. And serotonin, of course, converts into melatonin. So the whole process is light dependent, again, leading to the fact that people don't avoid light, get the light, get the natural light. And light deprivation is a primary cause of insomnia and depression and cravings for sweets.
Right.
And the other thing about exercise is that, yeah, if you train at night, you get stimulated. It keeps you up. Like when I go play hockey at 2 a.m,
yes,
you can't go to sleep.
I know.
And you tend to eat and all that
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, so you're off your routine.
But if you don't train, I mean, training actually helps you sleep better at night. Mm-hmm. People that aren't sleeping well, who aren't training, that's where you should start. Start training. Start doing the things that you need to do.
Right. And the body needs a routine. It's like babies have to have a routine. Like they have their nap at 2 o'clock or whenever they have their lunch, their breakfast, their dinner, their snacks. Everything's on routine. Everything's on schedule. And that's what adults need to do. And that's what we don't do in our life anymore. We've forgotten the routine. Our bodies love routine.
Well, because we don't have anyone watching over us. As children and as babies, we're told what to do. If left to our natural desires, as in the case which is true for most adults, we'll push the envelope. We'll stay up late. We'll eat excessively. We'll eat the wrong things. Whereas as kids in the home, we're not allowed to do that stuff.
So a few things that can help promote sleep. Try some homeopathic calms, Forte. Some herbs such as chamomile, valerian root, St. John's wort, kava kava. Calcium, magnesium really works. I use that. And I use melatonin as well. Love that melatonin. And Dr. Colgan says anti-aging. So I'm really excited about it. I've been using it for years. And now it's also legal to put on the shelf now, isn't it?
Yeah, hallelujah.
Thank goodness for that.
The new regs in Canada are bringing back all kinds of neat things.
So if there is any anger, don't go to bed angry, blaming, resentful, fearful, guilty, jealous, or rage. Just let it go and peaceful your mind and body as you drift off to sleep. Because I swear the problems are going to be there when you wake up in the morning, or maybe not. But like Scarlett O'Hara said in Gone with the Wind, I'm just too tired to think about it right now. I think I'll think about it in the morning.
Is that what she said?
That's what she said.
Well, it had to be right if you said that, because that's a classic. And every time it's on, you go, it's on again.
I know.
Okay, that was great. So everybody out there, make sure that you're getting enough sleep. Make sure that you enter into the state of potential sleep packed full of the right nutrients from diet. Because if you're not sleeping, look at the diet first. And I think most people really underestimate the connection that food has to their entire life. But here's a good example where the quality of the food that you eat, its glycemic index and its value, is absolutely relative to the quality of your sleeping pattern.
So exactly. Make going to bed a ritual, a positive ritual, and embrace sleep. Don't look, oh gosh, I got to go to bed now. Go to bed and wake up feeling great.
So what's your final wonderful word, dear?
My final words are from the Buddha. We are what we think. All that we are arises with our thoughts. And with our thoughts, we make our world.